Welcome to Torah Tzimcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. We continue to rise through the Shir HaMalot today with Perakuf Lamed, chapter 130. Words we're so familiar with, Shir HaMa'alos Mima'amakim Kirasicha Hashem. A song of ascents, from the depths I called you Hashem. And these become the words that many a Jew has cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his own place of depth, from his own place of pain, perhaps. And these become also the words that accompany the Jew throughout the 10 days of repentance. This is the perek that is said every day of the Aseret Yimei Tshuva, the 10 very auspicious days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, when we hold on to whatever we can to try to appear during these days in the best possible way before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ensure that the coming year will be one of tremendous blessing. As such, this becomes the perek of tshuva. This becomes the very perek of repentance. And it's important for us to start first to delve into these depths, understand just how deep they are and where they lead, to understand, of course, how close this can bring us towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mefarshim talk about the Mima Amakim, these depths, and there are various understandings of what this refers to. The Metudat David alludes to Mitoch Omek Hatzarot, from the depth of the pain, of the challenges, the Jew who feels he is drowning, helpless because of his misfortune. These are the depths from which David HaMelech calls. The Radak mentions, Domeh HaGalut Lema'amake Mayim. The Galut, the exile itself, seems to stretch to the horizon, with no end in sight, always unknown. Another idea, where the Malbim synthesizes two aspects, he mentions that Mima'amakim is Lashon Rabim, is the plural. There's more than one depth, but there are many depths. He says on the one hand, there are the physical ailments or troubles, which would plague a person. On the other hand, we also have a person who, in the physical sense, can be on top of the world, has money, power, family, fame. However, he finds himself in a very, very deep hole because of his chatayim. Mi shebichet'o hitrachek me'ashem. Hagavoha me'al kol hagvohim. A person who finds himself having dug himself into a deep hole through his own sins, through his own transgressions. And it's in picking up this idea that Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch puts much of what we've discussed thus far into a very profound context, where he points out, we've been traveling together through Sefer Tehillim, trying to gather the strength that we need to go forward. And as we've done this, we've understood that there's this something special that David HaMelech has been holding onto throughout the 130 prakim that we've been looking at together so far. We are throughout wherever he has been or wherever circumstances have led. There is the secret that David has, which is that no matter what misfortune or challenge or trouble would beset David HaMelech, there was never any problem except how close am I coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And David constantly returned to a certain serenity, to a certain confidence, that I can withstand anything Hashem sends towards me, because all of it is purposeful and meaningful in getting me towards the goal and becoming who I'm meant to be, as long as I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. As long as I have said to myself, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid, I have placed HaKadosh Baruch Hu before me always, and as long as that is so, the circumstances are only what lead me closer towards Him. Says Rav Hirsch, what if a Jew comes to a place where he himself has created a distance, a gap, a divide so wide that he cannot count on Hashem's closeness anymore? How would such a thing be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu never, so to speak, turns his back, kivyachol, towards another Jew. However, a Jew through sinning, a Jew through transgressing the will of Hashem, a Jew when he acts in a way other than Ritzon Hashem, than the will of God, can create a distance between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the extent where he may find himself in these ma'amakim, in this very deep, faraway place, and the coldest, loneliest place where that a Jew can be, is a place where he doesn't feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close. We can handle any pain. We can endure any challenge if we feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding our hand and carrying us through. But when we ourselves have stepped away, we may find ourselves cold and feeling helpless because we understand that we ourselves have escaped that hug, have escaped that embrace. What then? Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130, are the words of a Jew who finds himself in that very deep place. And again, we brought the Mefarshim, but this is the Perek that refers to the Galut, to the troubles, to the sin. It's all one and the same. At the very most superficial level, it's the sin which would lead to Galut. It's our very own sins and our very own walking off the straight path that demanded an exile to refine us and bring us back. But even further, there's a parallel, where Chet is its own mini personal Galut. Our own sins will stifle our spiritual energy and block our ability to derive joy from Kirvat Elohim, from knowing that Hashem is close to us. As such, this is really a multi-layered perek. It's the perek of the galut, of the exile. It's the perek of the troubles within the exile. But most deeply, it's the perek of a Jew who feels far away or distant, or from a very, very, from a great divide between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's the call that he feels to come back. And these are the words that chart the way in which a Jew who feels himself cold and alone and far away, because he stepped away, these are the steps he takes to come back. Shir ha-ma'alos mi-ma'amakim, from the depths. Kirasicha Hashem, I called out to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as of course has always been the way. Hashem shim'a b'koli, hear my voice. Tiyena aznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. May your ears be attentive to the sound of my pleas. And as the Al-Sheikh points out, even if my inside is not exactly where it should be, meaning, tshuva is an immense process. And sometimes, despite my best intentions, I try very hard, I sometimes fall back into the bad habits or the negative cycles. But even so, the first step is to want to come back. And here is the request, Tiyena aznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't look at my actions. Don't look at how I appear or what I present. But hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sound, the voice of my pleas. Hear the sincerity in my authentic desire to come back to you. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pasuk Gimel, im avonos tishmer ka, Hashem mi ya'amod. If you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will preserve or look only at our iniquities, at our sins, Hashem mi ya'amod, who could possibly endure? And there's the knowledge here in this pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a way I have to go in order to come close to you. But there's so much grime and dirt and vicious cycles and bad habits that I've layered upon that pure soul inside that it's hard for me to access the pure glimmer inside. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, focus not on the sins, because if you would, nobody could stand. But focus, please, on my call for help. And understand that I'm trying. And please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the sake of Kvod Shamayim, for the sake of your Rachamim, will you not focus on the sins, but rather help me to come close to you. Because, Pasuk Dalid, Ki imcha haslicha lema'an tivare. And here the Rashi, Radak, Mitzudot, also a similar idea. Imcha haslicha. There is no malach, no angel, no messenger, no force, no intermediary, who has the power to dispense slicha, who has the power to dispense forgiveness to a human being. Slicha, forgiveness, is a miracle. The idea that a sin that has been ravaged by sin, that has been damaged, that has been hurt, can suddenly become whole just because we say, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. We take it for granted that that's a process that works, but that's not how it works in the physical world. If a person, chas v'shalom, gets burnt and then cries and says, I'll never go near a fire again, I didn't mean to. The burn is not instantly healed because of good intentions or even because of good practice following to stay far away from fire. Yet, in the spiritual realm, we expect that that's what happens. Not because the concept of slicha is rational or natural, but because it is a miracle that resides only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it is the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. Ki imcha aslicha, it comes straight and directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lema'an tivare, so that you can be feared. As the Malbim points out, a human being who would like to engender fear, who would like to establish a certain presence, cannot behave in a way that would be perceived as soft or wishy-washy or overly benevolent, because then people will not fear him or take him seriously. But that's not the case with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not his persona that we fear, but it is his intrinsic gadlut. And as such, his gadlut is not diminished when he forgives us, but rather, his greatness is enhanced. Because as great as he is, he yet can show the rachamim to forgive us for our sins. And as such, it is the forgiveness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is his being benevolent that furthers, doesn't take away from, the fear we have for him. Pasuk Hey, Kivisi Hashem Kivsa Nafshi. I put my confidence, I hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, there's a repetition here of I hope, and then I hope again, which is very much the cycle of the Jewish people. It's been some 2,000 years that we've been hoping and trying and stumbling and failing and getting up again with the faith that ultimately we will reach the goal, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been waiting for us all along. And that the promise that there is redemption, and the promise that there is forgiveness, and the promise that ultimately there is the absolute redemption and forgiveness, that has always stayed with us. And our persistence over the millennia of Kivisi Hashem Kivsa Nafshi, the persistence of hoping and hoping and then hoping again, that itself is the sign that we are not in this for the results, but we're in it for the love, for the relationship that is only furthered and deepened by the constant renewal of hope. Kivisi Hashem Kivsa Nafshi. No matter how I appear, or no matter even if my actions are not 100% worked out, it is Nafshi, my neshama at its deepest level, that desires HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your closeness. V'lidvaro hochalti. And I have hoped for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word. And this is not just a lovesick fool who is putting his hope on some glimmer of not the case. L'idvaro hochalti, as the Malbim points out, this is based on the haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is forgiveness, that there is geula. Pasuk Vav. Nafshi l'Hashem, mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. I have entrusted my soul, and I yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just as the shomrim l'boker, just as the watchmen who have the night shift at night, and know that come morning as the sun rises, they can go back home. They're searching and searching throughout the night for that first streak of light that indicates that their shift is over. And as such, says David, like those who yearn for the dawn, I too am yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's geula. However, Pasuk Zayin, Yachel Yisrael el Hashem, ki im Hashem ha-chesed, v'ha be'imo fidus. Klal Yisrael are better off than those shomrim l'boker. Because Klal Yisrael hope not for the human being who comes in the morning to relieve my shift and take over, but we hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has tremendous chesed, kindness, and who has abundant redemption. When it comes to my 12-hour shift as a night watchman, well, firstly, I'm depending on the person who comes after me to relieve me from my shift. That person usually shows up, but sometimes he comes late, sometimes he sleeps in, and sometimes he's homesick, and then I'm stuck. That's not the case with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is reliable, his promise is true. Not only that, the person who starts his nighttime shift as the shomil knows that it will be 12 hours until his shift is over, non-negotiable. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, who hope for forgiveness and who hope for redemption, we know that ki im Hashem ha-chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has kindness. And as such, this can be over before the 12 hours. When we actually take advantage of the power of tshuva, when we come from that deep place that we've carved a hole for ourselves and sunk into, our own sins, when we start to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a desire to reconnect, it is possible that he will come to us before the determined time. V'hu yifdeh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. And he will redeem Klal Yisrael from all of our sins. There is the promise. And if there is the promise, there is the guarantee. And for us it is a certitude, a matter of absolute trust, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised that there will come a time when our tshuva will be complete, and no matter how deep the hole we've dug or how far away we've run, with the words of this mizmor, we will actually find ourselves coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he will work for us the nes, the miracle of his pidyon. He will redeem us from our sins, which is in a form our own personal galut, our own personal exile, which will of course lead to his redeeming us from the national exile and our being reunited with him. And a beautiful idea brought by Rav Yitzchak Kirzner, Zatzal, which is the idea of Shir HaMa'alos Mima'amakim, from the depths. The deeper the hole, the more distant a Jew finds himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he will try to fill the hole, the more he will ache, the more he will yearn to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more intimacy and love that he will find. The term yifdeh, the term of he will redeem, is from the term of a pidyon. A redemption always takes place in Jewish thought and in Jewish halacha of ze tachat ze. There has to be a certain sum or a certain item that's traded for another. We give an amount of money to ransom a captive, something of equal value. As such, to the extent that we feel ourselves in the hole, to the extent that we feel the ache of how far we are, how far we ourselves have dug ourselves because of our sins, well, then there's the pidyon. The more we hurt for that distance, ze tachat ze, the more we'll invest in davening and tshuva to try to come close. How much more so will we kindle and reinforce a truly deep, truly blessed relationship and reunion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May we be zocha to that very, very soon. And on that note, I thank you for studying the Ilei Nishmot Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shiri Tapleta. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.